My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So, Cakes, I don't know. I just saw this. It happened at 2:35 this morning.
All right. Yes.
A Delta flight carrying the Carolina Panthers, or some of their players at least, who had played against the Patriots earlier on Thursday, last night, runs off a taxiway at Charlotte Airport.
Oh.
A Delta Airlines flight reportedly carrying Panthers players ran off the runway moments after touching down. The incident happened around 2:35 a.m., the right main gear of Delta 8860 exited the taxiway at Charlotte Douglas International Airport following a normal arrival. They had to send a bus out there to get the guys back into the terminal, whatever. Fortunately, none of the 88 passengers were injured. I don't know how that happens. I don't know what the hell's going on.
So they just overshot the runway? Like
they landed,
yeah.
But then I guess it never completely stopped. Until it ran off?
Slick runway?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to go slick runway.
Actually,
like a slick go-kart track now, these. We know how treacherous those can be.
The it wasn't 88. It was 188 passengers on board. Delta does apologize, though, for the inconvenience.
Well, it is an inconvenience when you run off the runway.
This apparently comes just hours after four American Airlines flight attendants were hurt in a flight from Tampa to Charlotte. They encountered unexpected turbulence. And then four flight attendants were, but they're probably walking around already, you know.
Beverage service starts.
Yeah.
Would you like a Coke Zero, sir? I'd be like, yes, heavy ice. That'd be great.
None of the passengers were injured, but four flight attendants were injured. So I'd be careful out there in the friendly skies, Cakes.
That's right. Always wear your seatbelt unless you're getting up to go to the bathroom.
You know where else you need to be careful? I just encountered this story. Thought it was interesting.
Before you get to that, you also need to be careful in here because there's a mosquito on the loose. I wasn't able to kill it. It's flying around. It's going to bite somebody. It's going to suck somebody's blood.
Now just I'm going to start feeling things.
Just to let you all know, it's in here.
We don't often talk about the world of competitive chess. Now, we did a couple years ago, because remember there was that scandal with the guy and the toy?
They had the beads. Yeah. They said he might have had like vibrating beads or something.
Yes. Hey, look, you know what? You're always looking for an edge.
Always looking for
an
edge.
Always looking for that.
Well, last week in Dagestan, there was a championship tournament that featured two rivals who apparently had been playing since they were kids. One's 40, one's 30, so I don't know how that works out. But it says they've been longtime rivals, two of the best chess players in the world. And officials believe one of them retaliated by breaking open a mercury thermometer.
Oh, this is old school.
And pouring the substance on the pieces of a chessboard where her rival was scheduled to play.
Wow, that's pretty diabolical.
But they caught it with the security camera.
So hold on. So what would happen if your hand touched mercury?
That I don't know.
You'd get poisoned to death or something? Or like what happens? Does it burn your fingers off?
I don't know.
It says when you touch it,
yeah,
you'll experience dizziness, nausea, shortness of breath.
Wow.
It's mercury poisoning. Wait, it's poisoning.
Well, it's clearly a poisoning, but do they still have old school glass thermometers? Like, I guess they do.
Because you're thinking of digital.
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you've seen or had a glass thermometer stuck into your mouth?
When I had a fever.
Maybe if you're in Dagestan.
A couple weeks ago.
Dagestan. I can't even tell you what country that's in.
When I had a fever a couple of weeks ago, my wife shoved a glass thermometer under my tongue.
Really?
Yes.
This is shocking news.
I had an old school.
Oh, we got zippy old school glass.
Actually, that's not true.
Thermometers.
That's not true. It was under the tongue, but it was a digital.
Yeah.
But it wasn't one of those forehead scanners.
Yeah, those are the silly space age.
Yeah.
Those are so inaccurate.
Yeah, because I feel like you get 19 different.
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a wild way to poison somebody.
That is a wild. That's really diabolical.
It's really going old school.
So I guess cameras caught? Speaking of cameras, have you guys noticed? And I spend about $5 a day here. It sucks.
Yeah.
It's a life lead.
Yeah, it is a life lead.
But I think
sure.
it's like $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Vending machines.
From the vending machines. And it finally dawned on me when I was over there paying my $2.95 or whatever it is for this Diet Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. Then later I'll go over there and I'll get some nuts and cheese or something, right, for another $2 or whatever.
Shouldn't have to. We got breakfast on the way.
That's true.
You saved $3.
The camera thing says, the monitor says, HDD not installed. So a hard disk drive not installed.
Okay.
All right. So now I'm, and I've seen that there and I've never processed it. And then I started looking at it and there's four camera views.
Yeah.
Okay. Was like a camera view of like the refrigerator with all the sodas. Mm-hmm. So it's like an honor system here where you just get, they don't have a cashier. They just have cameras.
Yeah. They have a kiosk.
And then you go and you pay for whatever you get.
Yeah.
And I looked at the cameras and the live look of the cameras, definitely not live.
Not recording anything.
It's not recording. Yeah. It's not even on. That's just a still picture.
Right. It was still a deterrent.
And I'm like, why am I paying for this? Why don't I just steal? Why don't I just steal?
It's a moral dilemma.
I'm standing there. I'm giving my credit card. You know, they're hosing me. They're charging me, you know, upcharging me a ton.
They're running a business.
They're running a business, but they're upcharging me a ton.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no deterrent anymore. The cameras are not live.
They're definitely not live. My life leak is anytime I've just conditioned myself, anytime I'm in any sort of grocery store, I have to get a cold drink on the way out. Have to. Even though I know I'm getting bamboozled by paying $2.50, $3 for like a 20-ounce soda or vitamin water. When I could go down the soda aisle and I could buy a two-liter Blicky for like $1 or $1.20. But the problem is, it's not cold. I need it then and there. I need it for the ride home, or I feel like psychologically I need it.
You've conditioned yourself.
I have conditioned myself. That's my life leak.
Right.
Like I should be saving that money, but I'm not. I'm just spending it.
Yesterday I wanted to get some mints before we went to our dinner because I didn't want to have hurting breath.
Okay.
Okay. And so I was getting gas. I walked in to get some icebreakers.
Right.
Okay. I got some icebreakers and then I was waiting I don't know, whatever it was, my total bill was like 31 cents and change. I actually paid in cash. I never do it, but I had a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I paid in cash and I'm waiting and waiting. And the guy behind, honestly, he was struggling with American currency. Mm-hmm. That's just a fact. And somebody had to help him.
Right.
And so he gave me my 31 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And literally 31 cents is so useless right now. I just wanted to throw it in the garbage. I know that's un-American and it's like an evil thought, but I was just standing there. I wanted to just say, just keep it.
Right.
You know, but I didn't. But then he gave me the 31 cents. Then I got home And I didn't know what to do with the 31 cents. What do I do with the 31 cents? Like the American currency right now, it's like pesos.
Right.
Like what am I going to do with 31 cents? And here's the counter to it. When I grew up, I remember I made a major purchase when I was in elementary school / middle school by saving quarters. I saved up quarters.
What was your major purchase?
Well, I saved up like $100.
Okay.
In quarters.
Right.
Right. And it took like several months. My parents would give me like 50 cents a day for lunch or whatever, and I'm saving it. And I bought a TI-99, like an original, like one of the first like personal computers you could buy at home, right? So before Apple and all that stuff.
Right. Very big, giant machine.
Very
processor.
Rudimentary piece of equipment.
Right.
But I saved it up, saving change.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have just no regard for change.
Just bring it to me.
You want 31 cents?
Sure. I'll put it in my big bucket, and then I'll bring it to Sandy Spring Bank, and I'll dump it in a big Ziploc bag.
When was the last time you did that?
It's been a while.
Right.
It's been quite a while, but I'll do it like once a year.
Yeah.
I just oh, Mr. Alva, you big miser. Here's $72 you just poured into your account.
Right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I don't know. I got very hostile about the change. I didn't know what to do with it. I don't know.
Just bring me all of your pennies, your dimes,
hey,
your quarters.
What do you know about the pole vaulter that is an OnlyFans model? You know,
she's the one that was twerking after she...
Oh, that's the one that was twerking?
Yes.
Talked about her yesterday.
The Canadian pole vaulter.
Oh, I didn't realize
vaulter.
She was the one that had the OnlyFans. Yeah. Alicia Newman?
Well, look, when you're a pole vaulter, you need another source of income. Like, when's the last time you watched a professional pole vaulting league? I can tell you, never.
Right. Oh, so that was probably a calculated thing that she's doing to get to go viral and to.
Yeah, she ran off and went to a certain spot and then did like a 3-second twerk.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing. She's a, you know what she is? Savvy.
Meanwhile, Cam Savvy Soda marketeer. Still waiting for a response from the French pole vaulter.
Yeah. The guy with the huge junk.
Oh, I am mulling this offer from Cam Soda.
Oh, man.
He'll be mulling it. He'll consider it.
Why is this? Why am I reading about this viral story of the American heptathlete who breaks down after missing 3 straight jumps? Do you know why, Cakes?
I don't.
I can't tell you why you're reading it.
But like, I don't know. They say something backfired, and then she's, you know.
I don't know what's in the heptathlon. I'm just gonna be honest.
No idea.
I don't know what events comprise the heptathlon.
Oh, I guess.
How many? Heptathlon, would it be 5?
Hep.
But I would think pent would be 5.
Or Quint would be fine. I don't even know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Now I'm just exposing my stupidity for the entire audience.
Yeah. Hey, Mar, do we have the food?
So we ordered
food from Silver.
Seven events.
The food is here. The biggest dagger for me, Olympics-wise, Valdez, I don't know if you agree with me. It preempts Jeopardy. It's either that or Jeopardy's like off for the summer. It might be one or the other. It might be both.
Are you really upset
about
that?
Not on the same network.
Do you watch Jeopardy every day?
Typically every night.
Really?
Yes.
And you retain some of the information, like the little nuggets?
Oh, I don't retain most of it. I watch it.
And you still are just intrigued by trying to get the answers?
I am intrigued, yes.
I can never get the answers.
Game shows work, EB.
Maybe it's just a hiatus for the summer.
Shaq has a game show now.
It's putting me on life tilt. Hmm. No Jeopardy.
Jeopardy was on NBC.
It's not on NBC.
Not on NBC.
Maybe I'm botching the network. Anyway, the bigger takeaway is there's no Jeopardy on.
ABC.
ABC.
Yeah.
I need it back in my life. Soon.
You think, and it coincides with the Olympics, even though ABC's not hat.
Maybe they don't have anything to do with each other.
Yeah. Maybe they're just on hiatus.
That could be it.
Right.
I think Maya Bialik is on full-time hiatus because she was hosting some of the events. I never see her
now
anymore.
Now it's just Ken Jennings.
Just see Ken Jennings all the time.
Yeah. I think she got
Ken Jennings
canned.
Has parlayed his Jeopardy nerdery into a multi-million-dollar paying gig.
Yeah.
So great for him.
It pays to be a nerd.
Pays to be a nerd.
The nerds get the last laugh.
Certainly do.
I remember we got John Feinstein joining us at 8 o'clock. Nikki Javala, Commanders beat reporter for the Washington Post, will give us the latest at 8:20. And Joe Theismann at 9. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.